From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Some 70,000 grocery workers in Southern California will return to stock rooms and checkout counters later this week. They overwhelmingly approved a new contract over the weekend, ending a 4.5-month strike and lockout. The deal was struck between the United Food and Commercial Workers Union and Albertsons, Kroger, and Safeway stores. It creates a two-tier system of wages and benefits, one for existing employees, another with lower pay and less health care coverage for new hires.
To strike for 4.5 months is no small thing. Sociologist Ruth Milkman is director of the UCLA Institute of Industrial Relations. Professor Milkman, can the United Food and Commercial Workers Union point to the terms of the tentative contract agreement they reached for the supermarkets and say that after 4.5 months, plausibly, they won?
Well, they won certain things. They were able to preserve the existing health care arrangements for their current membership for a couple more years, and that was a major issue in the strike. It seems to me they lost on the longer-term picture in terms of allowing the two-tier system to be instituted, where new workers will be paid dramatically less than the current workforce and also have vastly inferior health care and other benefits. So that's the real news here.
So what you're saying really is for employees of the supermarkets 10 years from now, let's say, mm-hmm. one can look back on this strike and say it was a great defeat for the union in that sense.
I think, unfortunately, that's probably right, and a real turning point in labor relations in this industry, because the other thing that's really important, I think, about this is that it will now become the template for future negotiations elsewhere in the country in the grocery industry. These firms, these are the big three in the country nationally, and they'll point to it when they enter negotiations in, well, I think Northern California is next, and elsewhere in the country as over the months and years to come.
What is the national trend in terms of two-tier labor settlements?
Well, you know, this is something that was attempted by some employers in other industries in the 1980s, mostly in industries that were mobile and could go abroad, like autos and steel and so on, and in the airline industry, which had just been deregulated dramatically. And so some of the employers did try these two-tier systems, and the experience was not a very happy one. They found that there was a lot of tension, as you could imagine. You've got two people side by side doing the exact same work for two completely different packages in terms of pay, that created, you know, big sort of human relations problems in the workplace, and many employers abandoned these plans as a result.
Throughout our coverage of this story, it was always about the supermarkets and the grocery workers, and then just off stage, the ghost of Walmart, the spirit of Walmart. It was all about Walmart somehow.
Right.
I mean, how significant is this actually? Is Walmart now the driving model of retail employment in America?
Well, in some ways it is. I guess I go back and forth on this, because I think in the local dispute here, it was fiction to suggest that there was direct competition with Walmart, and that's why these stores in Southern California needed to transform their wage structure, because there is no competition at the moment. There may be in the future, but
I mean, Walmart doesn't market food in Southern California.
No, that's right. There's not a single store in this region covered by this dispute that sells food. Nationally, that is not the case. So from that point of view, it's reasonable for them to be planning for this. But, you know, there are, we talk in the labor studies world about two ways of structuring one's wage and benefit structure. There's the low road and there's the high road. And Walmart is really emblematic of the low road, where you squeeze labor, you know, as much as you possibly can, squeeze every possible penny. Until now, the supermarket industry represented a very different model. It was unionized. It paid decent wages. People stayed a long time. Turnover was low, and they encouraged that. What this represents is, in a way, the collapse of that world that once existed, and everyone kind of racing to the bottom.
Professor Milkman, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot.
Ruth Milkman, who is a professor of sociology and director of the Institute of Industrial Relations at UCLA.